Good job, everybody. Come on back. If you want to grab your Bibles, go ahead and stay standing. We're gonna go into worship in just a moment here. If you want to grab your Bibles and get your hearts ready for worship.
Yeah. Eric was sharing about the volunteer day yesterday, and my favorite thing is there are so many families there, and some of the hardest working people were all ages, but even the little people were dragging out the biggest sticks and branches. I just want to tell you, we have strong kids at Studio. So good. I'm so proud of our kids. But we are excited to start the day off together. Hopefully we're going to get warmer too. We'll get this heater going, but we'll get moving and we're going to worship God together. It's one of my favorite things to do because we get the privilege of doing it all the time on our own, but we get to gather with each other to worship God and seek Him, and that's what we're going to do.
And just a heads up, the second song today is a new song, and it's a beautiful song. I have had it on repeat since I found it like 2 weeks ago. It's from Amanda Cook's new album. It's called Simply Jesus. So just know that second song. If you hadn't heard it, many of you might not have heard it yet, but I just want to give you a heads up as we enter into that song. It's just a beautiful proclamation about how beautiful Jesus is.
Eric's talking about the weather as well, how wonderful it is. But what I've been doing pretty much almost every day is I have these hydrangeas that we planted, like tons of them. I probably have at least 10, and then I planted 4 more this weekend. But I've been going to look to see if there's any new growth on them because they're just twiggy all winter. And of course I want them to be alive, but I'm like, you're still alive, right? And then the last week, little knobs came and they're starting to grow new life. And so it's so fun in this season to see all the new things growing. And God made life in seasons. It's one of the things that I love. It's one of the things that encourages me, because if I'm in a hard season, this too will change. It's a season. It is not my life. And then when you're in good seasons, you're like, woo, I just love all these green leaves just coming off of me. But I've been really aware of life. I've heard different things people have said this week about life, like, oh, I'm pregnant, and so I'm just a little tired. I'm like, isn't it interesting? We pray for life. Like, life, God created us to bear life, to give life, but it actually costs us when we step into spaces of life. And so I just want to say, I know that there's so much life in this room, and there's things in you that God is going to bring out and bloom in this season. And I just want to encourage us that we continue to dig down into who God is and anchor ourselves in Him when we have beautiful leaves coming out of us. And even if we feel like there's just twigs, like no matter what, we want our roots to go deep. And when I read this scripture last week, but I'm going to read it again this week. I've been praying over this. I feel like the Lord is establishing us in Him, but He's also establishing things inside of us. And in it, I just want to encourage us, guys, that we continue to trust in who He is. We continue to lean and look to Him. And worship is a great space to do that. We're going to come and give Him our heart and love on God and seek God together. But let's, as we're doing that, let's just go deeper into who He is. Jeremiah 17, verse 7 and 8 says, blessed is one who trusts in the Lord. And I believe that worship is this act of trust, because instead of focusing on other things and on ourselves and what we need, we're actually going, Lord, there You are. We worship who You are. We don't just worship, we also yield ourselves. Like we surrender anew and afresh when we worship. It says, blessed are the ones whose trust is in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. Who it does not fear when heat comes, its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. So no matter where you're at today, it's an awesome opportunity to come and worship God together and to trust Him in all that He is doing and all that He's created us to be. So Studio, are you guys ready to worship?
Yes.
We're ready. Okay, so let's just put our hands up, Lord. Here we are, God, and we just say we trust You in all that You are. Yeah, and all that You've already provided for us, God. And no matter where we're at in any season, Lord, we just want our roots to go deeper into You, Lord. We lift our hands up to say, here we are. Here we are. And here's a, also a posture of yielding. Here's my hands up, God. You could have it all today. Yeah, thank You, Lord. Yeah, we worship You. And we welcome You to say, come and have Your way in our lives. Yeah, Holy Spirit, we welcome You. We want everything that You have for us today. Yeah, we thank You, Lord. We welcome You. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank You, Jesus.
I
feel it in my bones, you're about to move. I feel it in the wind, you're about to ride in. You said that you would pour your spirit out. You said that you would fall on sons and daughters. So come. Accept your invitation instead to enter into your presence, Lord, and minister to your heart. Let's just say yes to Him, pour out our love and praise to Him. Let's sing it again. I feel it in my bones.
I feel it in my bones, you're about to move. I feel it in the wind, you're about to ride in. You said that you would pour your spirit out. You said that you would fall on sons and daughters. So like the rain come, drench us in love. And let your glory rush in like a flood.
We are fixed on this one thing tonight.
cause we're ready for you to come and blow on through. So come and do, come on, we invite him in, what only you can do. So come and blow on through. Spirit, move, cause we're ready for you to come and blow. Come and blow in this place, Lord. We have no agenda but to minister to your heart and give you the glory that you deserve and the praise that you deserve. Sing. That's the chorus. Let's sing that together. Just want to teach that to you. Right here with you. everything I'm after, all that really matters, all I ever needed is right here with you. Let's sing that chorus. And oh, 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 oh. I want nothing extra. I want nothing added. All I ever needed is right here with you. We sing, oh, 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 oh. Come on, let's sing that.
Jesus.
Yes, you can have the whole world.
Just make known your desire for him. Just lift your voice to him in a prayer, in a song. Delight is in you. And you say you will give us the desires of our heart. And when the desires of our heart are you, Lord, just pray that you would sweep through this place with your glory, with your presence. We would be awestruck by your love, speechless from your presence, from your glory, your magnificence, God. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Wide-eyed and mystified, may we be just like a child, staring at the beauty of our King. May we never lose our wonder. May we never lose our wonder. Wide-eyed and mystified, may we be just like a child, staring at the beauty of our King. Whoa. Wide-eyed and mystified. child, staring at the beauty of all you can. 'Cause you are beautiful in all your ways. You're so beautiful. You are beautiful. Here today, you are beautiful in all your ways, King of heaven. You are beautiful in all your ways. May we never lose. May we never. Child staring at the beauty of heartbreak. May we never lose our wonder. Oh, may we never lose our wonder. Wide-eyed and mystified, may we be just like a child staring at the beauty of. So beautiful. child, staring at the beauty of our King. Wide-eyed and mystified, may we be just like a child, staring at the beauty of our King. I don't want any.
I am doing a new thing. 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 I hear the Lord saying, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. I am doing a new thing, and I feel a word. It's been carrying in my heart for a few weeks, and it's like God is breaking off dormancy. God is breaking off dormancy, and it's not just because we're stepping into spring, but there's things in the spirit that are happening right now where he's inviting you into a new thing. And there's a lot of us that are very comfortable at what we knew, what we used to do, and what is familiar. And God is saying, would you get out of the comfort zone? Would you step into the new with me? Would you say yes to the things that I have for you in this season? Would you not let fear rob you from what I have from you? And I feel like the Lord is saying, I am inviting you into a new thing. There is a new thing right in front of you. I am giving you eyes to see. Would you not perceive it? I'm giving you ears to hear what I have for this time. And the thing is that this is not just for your breakthrough. This is a corporate breakthrough. When you step into the things that the Lord is inviting you, so many people around you are going to come alive. So that very thing that you're afraid of stepping into is about to create a whole floodgate from heaven to the community, to the family, to your next future generations. There is great that is happening for everybody because of your yes. God is doing a new thing. If you feel that that is happening for you and you're like, dude, I've been a little scared to step into this because I don't even know what it's going to look like. I don't think I'm qualified or I have the skills to do that. But I feel the invitation to step into something new. I want you to raise your hands. Yeah. Ha. And I want you to help me pray for your family, because we're all in this together. Because when we all come alive, oh dude, it's gonna be, we're gonna be unrecognizable. What's the word? Unrecognizable. Say that for me.
Unrecognizable.
Unrecognizable. English is my second language. So I'm gonna pray for you, and I'm gonna pray for you in Spanish because I flow way better. So Dios, en el nombre de Jesús, yo digo que hoy sí y amén a los planes de Dios que tú tienes para nosotros. Decimos sí y amén a lo nuevo que tú tienes para nosotros, Dios, porque tú traes vida y traes esperanza y traes un nuevo comienzo a cada uno de nosotros, Espíritu Santo. Así que yo oro para que tú vengas y toques a cada uno de nosotros y nos des un nuevo denuedo, nos llenes con tu denuedo, despiertes nuestro espíritu, y lo que estaba dormido se despierta hoy en el nombre de Jesús. En el nombre de Jesús decimos no al temor y nos ponemos en la nueva postura a la que tú nos estás invitando. En el nombre de Jesús, en el nombre de Jesús, we say yes, God. We say yes to you. We say yes to you, God. God is doing a new thing. Can you say, God is doing a new thing in me? And because of you, people are coming alive around you. You might think it's just a need that you're meeting. No, you're creating life, life in abundance, because that's what God does when we give him something. That's what he does when he gives him something. So would you just tell the person next to you and say, God is doing a new thing in us, and get ready because we're coming alive. Guys, can take a seat. Can we give it up for the worship band for this beautiful, sweet moment? Thank you, guys. It was so gorgeous. Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, do that more. And if you have your kids registered for Studio Kids, our kids are released and can be exit to the door to the my left, the glass doors. All Studio Kids, you are released. Go learn, go have fun. Wow. So good.
Wasn't
good
it?
Morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. That was so powerful. Dee, you can always pray over us in Spanish. Always. Sí, amén. Soy dispuesto. Dispuesta, dispuesto. Dispuesto. Okay. So wonderful. Good morning, everyone. It's so wonderful to have you. Happy Sunday. Happy spring. I mean, there's so many things to be thankful for. We want to take a moment and welcome anyone who's here for your first time. We love the visitors and guests who come through studio. It's a privilege. And then people who are checking us out still. If you are here for the first time, we just hope that you get way more than you came for. You know, even if you're coming to stop by and you're out of town or you're coming to check out, I pray that the Lord not just meets you, but overwhelms you with his presence, overwhelms you with his love. So we're so thankful that you're here. We'd love to welcome you and just see who you are. We have a Connect card that we have up on the screen. If you put your phone over the QR code, it's one way that we can get to know you, but you also get to know us. If you fill this out, you get put on our weekly email list that we just are communicating everything that's going on. As well, if you have prayer requests, there's a spot for that. But if you raise your hand, we can welcome you, and our ushers have a card in person to give you. So if you are here for the first time, we would love to say good morning and welcome you. Can you put your hand up really big so we can just say good morning and welcome? If you're here for the first time, did I scare everybody away? Yay. Welcome, welcome. We're so glad you guys are here. And so if you want to put your phone over the QR code, or Scott has a pamphlet for you. So it's so wonderful to have you. Jess and I get the privilege of doing, wait for it, 6 announcements today. You thought you could handle 3, but we knew you could handle 6. So we're going to just bounce through these. There's so many great things going on.
Yeah, we are so excited to be here after the first Kindness Department meeting yesterday. If you came to the 9 o'clock, right at 9 o'clock announcements, you heard about that a little bit. And if you would like to be part of what we are doing in the Kindness Department, we have another opportunity this Saturday. We're going to the senior care home. But before even this Saturday, I have a couple of questions about a class that we're starting this Wednesday. Could you raise your hand for me if you have lived in Greenville for less than a year? Nice, nice. Can you raise, keep your hands up, keep them up. If you've lived in Greenville for less than 3 years, can you raise your hand? All right, so this one there's no timestamp on, but if you moved to Greenville because you felt God called you here to do something greater with your life, with your family, with your ministry, and what he wanted to do through you, can you raise your hand? That could be 3 years ago, 20 years ago. This is a room of people who have been called to impact this place. And that's what this class is about. This is a team huddle for you to know more about Greenville and to know more about what God is about to do in Greenville through the things that he is clearing and making space for. I think we all resonated with what we were just singing about, that he's doing a new thing. And so this Wednesday night at 7 o'clock at the Mill, we invite you to come on, join us for the Serving Humanity class, which starts this week and goes 3 weeks, three Wednesdays from 7 to 8:30. I will be teaching. We'll be hearing this week from Scott Kennedy, who leads our senior care home. We will also be, we're really excited about that. And then we'll also be hearing from Ruth Amaku, who led a homeless ministry in Houston. So it's going to be an amazing gathering of people at church who are concerned about being part of the community. So I invite you to come. Join us next Saturday if you want, but we are busy in the Kindness Department, spreading a lot of kindness. And then next, on Sunday, March 30th, I'm moving on to announcement number 2, baby dedications. If you would like to scan the QR code and sign up your children under 4, we will be doing baby dedications on March 30th.
And after baby dedications next Sunday, we are offering a home leader training. Home leader training in March. This will be the first time ever. But we started the new year with Connection Code small groups, which were incredible, by the way. Anyone go through Connection Code small groups? It was an awesome investment, but in that space, people got in small groups, but those are over now. So we really have a value for doing life on life, and we love our large gatherings. But if this is your home church, we would want you to be in a studio home or someplace that's just a smaller setting where you could get to know people and people get to know you. Because sometimes things happen in our life, and we need people to be in our space to know us, to encourage us, to call us out. And we want to be that for other people as well. But that's not going to happen if you just come here once a week and that's what you're doing and this is your home church. Like, you actually want people to know when you're kind of walking with a limp. You know, like, people will see me like, Candace, you look amazing. You're doing incredible. You're so kind. But if you knew me, I'm usually bouncing. Like, and people who know me can start to go, what's going on? hey, I just want to remind you who you are. I want you guys to have that as well. And so we have studio homes operating now, but once they're full, then we take them off our website. And I know we have a lot of, our church is growing with a lot of newer people that have been here for like 6 months, and we haven't done any homes training. So if you're here and you want to be a part of our home, but you've looked at them and you're like, I don't know, there's not one in my area or one that just I feel like I should come to, but maybe you want to start your own, that you want to host people, that you want to gather people to grow in connection, but also grow in faith, then we do a one-time, Travis Melton over here and myself, do a one-time 3-hour training next Sunday from 2 to 5. And we would love to invite you to come. Even if you're just questioning it, you should come. Come and hear our heart and vision and what we're doing in our homes and how we're growing deeper in our faith and how you can be a part of that. So it's next Sunday, 2 p.m. It's just going to be in the bay right behind me, and all you have to do is sign up. But I'd love to invite you.
And part of supporting our church community is taking care of the kids on Sundays. And so we want to make an announcement that we are looking for summer volunteers in the kids service on Sundays here at Studio. So if that's something you're interested in, we invite you to have a chat with Amy or go to studiogreenville.com. There's a volunteer interest form you can fill out there by scanning the QR code.
So great. And my last one is just to save the date. All the ladies in the house, we have Studio Women's Night coming up on April 8th on a Tuesday night here. If we're going to do worship, we're going to encourage you. It's going to be a time of life. So make sure you come and join us. Put it on your calendars. Okay, with that, EJ.
EJ. Been relegated to two letters.
It's your rap name. You can rap offering.
Oh. Wow. No comment. It is now time to receive our tithes and our offering. And if you want to give cash or check, put your hand up. I'm going to share it. I have a couple questions I want to ask us. But if you want to get tax credit for it, put your hand up. Our team will get you an envelope. This morning, I felt a prompting to ask kind of a series of questions. They're rhetorical, meaning you don't need to respond to me. But I'd love for you to internally think about it and respond to it. The first question is, do you believe God wants to bless you? And I would say, it was rhetorical. You're not supposed to respond. No, I'm kidding. And I would say, most of us say, oh, absolutely. So let me break it down a little bit into more micro. Do you believe God wants to bless you mentally? Do you believe God wants to bless you emotionally? Do you believe, you guys just won't listen to the instructions. That's all right. Do you guys, I forgot all the questions now. No. Do you believe that God wants to bless you relationally? Last question, do you believe God wants to bless you financially? If that question, you believe it, but deep inside you don't, I felt prompted to ask you, invite God into that part of your life. And I'm running into a handful of people that say, yes, God wants to bless me, but internally they actually don't believe it. And I want to challenge each of us, myself included, that there's anything in my life that is underneath fear or a lie that's related to financial blessing and resources and assets. I want to confront those things because God has actually called us to be a resource to the people around us, a resource to our cities, and a resource to the nations, and a resource to humanity. And that entails that you and I are actually blessed. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is Psalms 30, verse 5. It says, his favor is for life. And the word life means your whole life. And so I want to challenge each and every one of us as we give today to actually invite God into our area of our finances and really answer this question and ask ourselves this question, do I truly believe God wants to bless me and my family and my house financially? Can we do that together? All right, let's pray. Jesus, thank you for this amazing opportunity to participate in what you're doing in Greenville, what you're doing on this earth, and what you're doing in the kingdom. And we know that financially we get to be a part of that, and we pray that the gifts that are given today, the tithes and the offerings, and whatever forms of finances that were given today, that you would bless and multiply. And I ask that you would walk with us in this journey of asking ourselves deep questions to truly believe that you want to bless us. Because we know what the Bible says, but we want to pay attention to what our soul actually believes. And take us into a season. I pray for anybody in here that when they come face to face with the reality they kind of think you want to bless them. I pray that you break through the lies and the fears and the anxiety connected to that, because we know that you've called us to be a blessed people. And everybody said?
Amen.
Everybody said?
Amen.
Amen. All right, team, go ahead and pass the buckets. Well, we have a real privilege today. We, as you know, we started a new series last week called Create, and that's leading up into our Inspire Conference, which is coming up in a week and a half from now. And the person that is bringing part two is the one and only Shayna. So why don't you welcome Shayna as she comes.
Good morning. I don't know if you've heard, but we're doing an Inspire Conference in a couple of weeks. Yeah? And the down low on this is that if you volunteer, hear me out, you get to go for free. So I just want to encourage you that if you want to volunteer and help us out, we have some different roles, and you can go talk to Evan, myself, or you guys can get onto the QR code and find out all the details about that. But we just want to encourage you. We've been working on it. We are so excited about what's going to take place at that conference. Just the people in the room. I'm just excited. We have an old student of mine that's coming all the way from Oklahoma to come. We have people from, all over the world coming. And so I just can't wait for the energy in that room. Yes? Are you guys with me? Okay, awesome. So listen, we're going after Create. And I don't know about you, but when you have only 30 minutes to talk about one of the biggest subjects in my life, I'm like, where do I even start? And so I had to immediately be like, Holy Spirit, listen, there's so much info. What do you want me to talk about? What do you want me to discuss? And it's so fun because he led me to this quote, and you're going to laugh because it's William Shakespeare. Yes, right? We're going to jump right in. And it says, there are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy. Ooh. So my prayer is today is that wonder is unlocked in this room. That you walk away being free to be more like yourself than you've ever been. And that you're able to create outside of boundaries and lines and even, dare I say it, philosophy, your philosophy. So, before we get started, I have to lay some foundation. Can you guys go with me? Are you guys okay with this? All right, awesome. So, when God created the earth and all the animals on it, and then put humans on this planet, I think we can all agree that he could have made us however he wanted, okay? Now, listen, you can try to argue this with me, but I don't think you will win because of this. Can you look at this? This is the okapi. Yes. Now listen. This thing God created. And if he created this thing, then I think he knew what he was doing with us. Right? Okay. So this is not a half zebra, half horse like you think it is. No. It is what they call the forest giraffe. Welcome. Yes. Didn't think this is where this was going to start, huh? And so, listen, this is the closest thing to a relative of a giraffe. Welcome. Yes. And if this thing was not a mistake, then you weren't. And I need you to hear me on that, because this is the foundation that we need to start on. Don't you love that I gave you that picture so you can see it for the rest of the day? Yes? That'll make you laugh. I hope you walk away and be like, what did you hear? And be like, I don't know, but there was a zebra butt. I'm just saying. Anyways, so we're going to talk about humanity for a second. But before we do that, I want to literally go down to the basement of foundation. Yes? Can we do that? So God had this beautiful plan for us to be on this planet and to be one with him. So he created the physical side of this planet to be filled with energy. And because everything has atoms in it, I always make this joke because it's not Adam, my husband, but atoms. And when I say everything, I literally mean everything has atoms in it. And because of this, then it everything moves and vibrates. Right? Are we there? Okay. Some objects vibrate really fast, and some objects vibrate really slow. But the rate of the vibration is what we call frequency. And this frequency we can monitor or observe. Okay, I'm just checking. You guys there? You guys okay? You're like, I didn't know we were going into science class. We are. Here we go. So let me explain frequency really fast. This is just laying the foundation. Remember I said it's the basement, so you guys are good. Imagine you're jumping on a trampoline. I love this because I came up with this analogy because we have a trampoline in our backyard. And my kids jump on it very differently than I do. I used to jump on it like my kids did, right? But if you jump really, really fast, right? That's what we call a high frequency because it is going as fast as it can within a time span. Does that make sense? And then you have a low frequency, which is if you were jumping longer, like me, on the trampoline. That just takes its time. And so that's what we call a low frequency. Now, the word frequency is often used within sound, music, and even light. For example, when you hear a high-pitched sound, you're actually hearing a high frequency, right? Are you there with me? Meaning the sound waves are moving really, really fast. And if you hear a low-pitched, you like that low-pitched sound, has a low frequency because the waves are moving slower. Okay. So it's safe to say that everything that moves, which means all matter, because all matter consists of atoms that are moving around, produce a unique frequency and a unique sound based on how fast it's vibrating. Now, you and I can't hear that sound because humanity, humans, do not have the capability to hear at that level of frequency, but it still exists. That sound, that frequency exists and can be monitored. Okay. You guys, it's so quiet. Are you guys good? I'm so used to talking to youth and having to be like, hey, okay, anyways, this is so good. So, all right, so everything that moves, right, has a unique frequency and sound. Solid matter vibrates, has a frequency, causes a disturbance that travels, and we actually call this disturbance waves. These waves can come in different forms. They can come in mechanical waves, like that of sound or water waves. Yes, I gave you a slide. Isn't this so great? And an electromagnetic wave like that of light or radio waves. So meaning the earth, the stars, the trees, your house, you. Yes, you all vibrate, all have a frequency, and all produce a disturbance because of their movement called waves that can be observed and studied. Now, I want to show you something because I geek out about this. Can you guys, I put it up there, but this is Psalms 19, 1 through 4, and I want to read it. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth and the words in the ends of the world. Can you hear the speech of the skies and the heaven? No. But David somehow knew that they were speaking. I told you. I get excited. Okay, so that's the foundation to the foundation. Are you getting me? That's the basement, right? So we're going to go back up to just the regular foundation. Are you there? Waves, atoms, energy, fun, moving up. All right, here we go. So going back to God putting humanity on the earth. Do you remember the zebra half horse, right? Okay, great. God not making a mistake. You guys remember that? Okay, we're going back. All right, here we go. So God creates this beautiful earth. He creates all matter with these atoms that vibrate, that create these waves of energy. And in David's words, declare glory through his speech we cannot hear. And then he creates our bodies. And then guess what? He makes our bodies receivers. You, me, all of us. He said, I'm making these humans in the image of me, and then I'm giving them senses. And with every sense I give them, I'm going to make those senses receivers to the vibration of what I made. Hear me out. Hearing receives and interprets the vibration of sound. Seeing receives and interprets the vibration of light. Touch, smell, and taste all involve sensing and interpreting the vibrations of different molecules of matter. Ladies and gentlemen, you were created not just to be on this earth, but literally be affected by it. To be engaged with it on a DNA level. No wonder David could see the heavens and know that they were speaking without hearing them, because he felt it. Okay, so tuck that into your back pocket, right? We set the foundation. You got it? I just want to recap. So we got everything. We've got the atoms and the vibrations and the waves. And then here he created us, and he created us with all these senses to observe all of that. Are we good? Okay, great. So I'm going to fast forward the story a little bit. God makes us in his image, which means we are like him. And I just want to really get that point. We are like him. But we see something in Genesis chapter 2, verse 19 through 20. I want to point out a facet of God that is important for me. It says, and out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all the cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helpmeet for him. I want to point something out. I want to highlight something. To see what he would call them. What is the word that we would use to describe when someone stops and ponders and wants to know something? Wonder. If I make these animals and I bring them to him, I wonder what he would call them. And we see the action of wonder was in God. And he didn't just give us this half horse, half zebra and say, this is a stripy McNay-Nay, and you have to call it a stripy McNay-Nay. No. He said, let's see what Adam will call them. And then God brings them to Adam. Now, hold on. I want to point out this. If Adam can't see, he can't absorb the light waves that allow him to see this beautiful stripes and shape and long tongue of this beast. And if he can't hear, he can't interpret the sound waves that the animal produces. And if he can't smell, Adam can't interpret the small vibrations of different matter that cause us to absorb this beautifully beastly smell. There's intentionality and reason for how God designed us. But hold the phone, there's a little bit more, right? You see the scripture? Okay, so God says, whatever Adam names every living creature, it will be its name. Do you know the Hebrew word for creature right there? I want to give you the definition in the Hebrew. A soul, living being, life, self, person, desire, passion, appetite, emotion. God was bringing a life, a soul, a desire, a passion, an appetite, an emotion for Adam to interpret with every one of his senses and then give it a name. So God didn't just create us to be in nature. God didn't just create us to be affected by it on a molecular level. God created us in his image, the creator, to create, to bring something into existence. To see something, to absorb it with every one of our senses, be filled with the act of wonder, Let it inspire us down to our very core, down to our bones, down to our DNA, and then create. Wonder, imagine, create. All of this makes sense when you look at the original design or purpose of us. God creates this amazing world down to the laws and the physics without everything in creation producing its own sound, its own frequency, and then creates humanity to be receivers of everything that he put on this planet, and then to walk with him in the cool of the day. That was the original design. So when people tell me that they aren't creative, I kind of laugh. Because to say you aren't creative is to say you aren't human. Because God designed and created you that way. But then, something happened. Part of the original design gets messed up. And I want to point out that the earth didn't change. The physics didn't change. Our ability to create didn't change. Our connection with him changed. And at this moment, we exchanged wonder for certainty. Which instantly opened our eyes, which actually blinded us from our original design, and we went from infinite possibilities to one. Because when we break the connection from God, we break the connection of the impossible being possible. And now we have to work from a mindset of what I see must be the truth and the only way. And the longer you walk in that mindset, the smaller your world becomes. And the smaller you walk in that mindset, the smaller your God becomes. How sad for humanity to only know a God that can be defined by humanity's certainty. But it doesn't stop there. God has a plan to restore what he originally designed. He fills a human for the first time in history with his spirit to help restore the connection. Now, for time's sake, you can go and read this. It's in Exodus 31. But for time's sake, I'm going to paraphrase this. God gives Moses all the instructions of how to build a temple and the Ark of the Testimony where his spirit will reside so humanity can have connection with him again. So how does he do this? For the first time in history, he pours his spirit out on humanity. And who is this? It's an artist. The first person God pours his spirit onto helps restore the connection between us and him, and it's an artist. Why did he choose Bezalel? Because Bezalel was already an artist. He was already a craftsman, which means he was already doing one facet of our original design, which he was already creating. And then he pours out his spirit. He connects the creativity with his spirit. And the result of this is heaven on earth. So because of Bezalel and all of the other artists, a place was created for God to reside with humanity again. Don't you see that when we create and are connected to God, we release his spirit? God poured his spirit out onto skilled artists so that when you walked into that temple, from the way the curtains were made to the silverware, to the walls, to the candlesticks, it would produce a frequency, a sound that when you walk into this temple as a human on a molecular level, you would come in contact with his spirit. Meaning, how you create an environment can point to God and release his spirit. If this doesn't make you leap up and down, I don't know what actually will. Because if God can do this through walls and gold and incense, he can do this through a stroke of a pen, a strike of a hammer, a calculation of a number, or even wiping a tear off of a child's cheek. Don't make God small with certainty. You were made to release him. You were made to wonder. Why do you think he sent his son to die? To get out of the box and into you. To give us the opportunity, the choice to realign our eyes from certainty to wonder. Because wonder brings life. Because wonder allows space for God to move and be free from the small box of certainty. There's a quote by Albert Einstein, and it rocks me every time I read it. It says, "He who can no longer pause to wonder and stand wrapped in awe is as good as dead. His eyes are closed." Wonder actually gives us the space for God to do the impossible. And if you and I don't wonder, things stay dead. Man. Why do you think God restored the connection? Why do you think Satan was after breaking that connection? I want to show you in Scripture really quickly. A time that God did this. And again, for time, I won't read all of it. But we're going to go to Ezekiel 37, 1 through 6. And I just want, I'm going to paraphrase this. I do this a lot in youth. Kind of makes things more exciting. But you have God, and he says that he delivers him by spirit into the middle of this valley. He says, he walks me through all of these dry bones. Now, I want you to imagine and picture this. All of a sudden, you're in the dry desert, this valley, and surrounding you is bones. So you know something bad has happened here. You know that, wow, death resides in this place. And so by the natural, everything Ezekiel sees, he sees that there is no way that anything is coming to life in this place. That's the certainty. If someone were to ask Ezekiel, hey, do you think these can come alive? Do you see these bones, right? There's certainty because that's the truth on the planet here. But his response to God is different because God asked him, do you think that these bones can come alive? And his response is, Sovereign Lord, you alone know. Wonder. Wonder. And then, after the wonder, he starts to partner with the Spirit and create. Ezekiel wondered, trusted that God could do the impossible, and then created. Creating a vessel through words, spoken word, poetry, a sound wave, for God's spirit to infiltrate the physical world and bring life to something in this world that would otherwise be dead. When we wonder in connection with his spirit, our creativity becomes a vessel for the Spirit of God to bring life into the lifeless. I'm going to say that again. When we wander in connection with his Spirit, our creativity becomes a vessel for the Spirit of God to bring life into the lifeless. God did this in Genesis 1:1, but this time, God is waiting for you to do it. Is our certainty, our perspective, keeping God from breathing life into our lives, into our businesses, into our families, into our churches? The possibilities are endless. When the only certainty you and I have is that God can do all things. That's the only certainty. So my challenge to everyone today is to create. Create so people can find God drinking a cup of coffee in your coffee shop. Create so people can find God in the excellence of your plumbing business. Create so people can find God in the way that you parent. Don't let the enemy steal your wonder and make you think you aren't creative. Because he already did that once. It's an old play in a playbook that he has. Adam and Eve were in the garden, and they were filled with wonder, and they had all of this stuff, and he asked them, hey, are you sure? Because this is going to give you the definite. This is going to give you the certainty, and we handed it over. But when you and I create, it breaks that. That's why we need you to create. That's why we need you to guard your mind and say, hey, I am a creative. Doesn't mean I have to have a paintbrush or I have to dance or whatever it is. It can be that I am a creative in my business. And I am bringing life to those that come into it. So let us be a people that take God out of the box. And let him reside in what he died for. Which is every aspect of your life. So that whatever we create will be breathed on by him and bring life to the lifeless, bring heaven down to earth, and introduce humanity back to its creator. So let's stand.